My 96.1, it is the best variety of yesterday and today. Scott Stein, and on the phone with us, a very special guest. He's from the band Laurel Canyon, Songs and Stories of American Folk Rock. Brian Chartrand is on our phone this afternoon. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. We're getting really excited for the show on Sunday.
Yeah, coming up Sunday night, you're going to see Laurel Canyon at the one and only beautiful State Theater, downtown Bay City, 7 o'clock showtime. Tickets are still available. You can go to statetheaterbaycity.com. That's statetheaterbaycity.com. And don't forget they spell theater T-H-E-A-T-R-E. They put the R-E on the end there. So anyway, for some of us that maybe don't know that much about your band, Brian, what can you tell us about Laurel Canyon?
Well, so Live from Laurel Canyon is really a retrospective of music by the artists who lived in Laurel Canyon, which is a canyon in the Hollywood Hills, from the mid-60s to the mid-70s. And part of the show is just to tell the personal stories of these artists and to kind of educate on some level that this was a rock and roll neighborhood similar to Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco or Greenwich Village in New York City. This was a neighborhood, a community of some of the most popular, prolific artists of that era. And the show also tries to talk about the evolution of this new musical genre that these kids were putting together, folk rock, combining elements of folk music and combining elements of rock and roll to make this whole new sound. The show starts with the Mamas and the Papas. For a number of reasons, the biggest are that they really kind of started this trend by electrifying and adding kind of a rock and roll makeover to basically folk tunes because they were all folkies.
Mm-hmm.
Also because they were some of the first artists of that generation to move into the canyon. And Cass Elliott plays a huge role in the show just because she knew everybody. From being back in New York and being in the folk circuit. So we start with the Mamas and the Papas, but then we go and we talk about how the Byrds formed and how Buffalo Springfield formed, and we obviously play their music as well. And then it goes from Buffalo Springfield to the Doors, to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, to James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, Carole King, America, the Eagles, Jackson Browne. These are literally just some of the artists that lived in this canyon, spent time there, but those are the artists that we focus on.
What a hotbed of talent, and they're all connected through Laurel Canyon. Pretty remarkable. Now, are you the lead singer, Brian, of the band? Or
I am. I came up with the idea for the show in 2012. I was actually working on a cruise ship for the summer. I'm a full-time musician, and I was learning a bunch of this music, and I've been a fan all my life, just, you know, as a fan of this music and as a musician. And I started to see that they were related. These bands were related. These people had relationships. And I came off of the cruise ship and started to do research. And I found that, you know, not only is it an amazing song list, but really interesting kind of legendary stories that came out of this canyon. So anyway, I put the show together, put a band together, and we've been playing it since 2013. But this will be our first time traveling to Michigan this weekend. We're really excited. We hope the weather holds up.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, you said you're going to play Saugatuck, and then you're going to be in Bay City on Sunday night. Again, we're talking with Brian Chartrand from the band Laurel Canyon, featuring songs and stories of American folk rock. State Theater, downtown Bay City, Sunday night. Tickets still available. Showtime, 7 o'clock. And you can go to statetheaterbaycity.com for the website. How many guys are in the band, Brian?
Well, it's a seven-piece band. We have I'm one of three singers. There's a female vocalist and another male vocalist. And then, you know, electric guitar, bass, piano, and drums. So we can really kind of do a lot of harmony-driven stuff, and we can do some rock and roll and then some kind of the quieter singer-songwriter elements as well. It's a great band. We're all based here in Phoenix, Arizona, and have been playing together in other projects actually for years. But this this particular project is a lot of fun, and it's a great band, and the vocalists are really wonderful.
Well, we look forward to welcoming you to Michigan for the first time. Laurel Canyon, Songs and Stories of American Folk Rock. Talking with Brian Chartrand, founder and leader of the band. And it's, again, Sunday night, 7 o'clock showtime, State Theater, downtown Bay City. Brian, have a safe trip in, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday night.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.